Hello, Mary.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Harold. This call is in regards to your NEC baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And we are on the recorded line. Have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
I have not. I was looking into it. I was curious about it, but I haven't really put any work into that.
Okay, can I ask you, are you a parent of a premature child?
Yes, I am.
Was your child ever diagnosed with NEC?
He was, I think, twice when he was in the NICU.
NICU, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's fine.
And can I ask you, when was he diagnosed?
To be specific, I can't tell you right now. I would have to go look at his chart that I got from the hospital when he was discharged. But he was in the NICU for about 3 months between September 19th to December 31st.
And then
Of
how,
2023, sorry.
oh, 2023, thank you. And then how many weeks pregnant were you when you gave birth?
He was 20. Oh, sorry. I was 26 weeks pregnant.
26 weeks.
Yes.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Perfect. One moment. And does he have any ongoing gastrointestinal issues now? Any intestinal perforation?
No, not that we know of. I mean, once they gave him the antibiotics and the medication that it was needed to help cure it, it didn't go any worse than what it was. It was just they kept an eye on it, and then they were just medicating him. But after that, they said everything was fine in his stomach.
Gotcha. Do you know if he has any scarring in the stomach or maybe any other bowel conditions, maybe a bloody stool still, anything like that? Nothing like that?
No bloody stool. I believe he does have scarring from when he did have it.
Okay. He did have a little scarring. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And when was what's his birthday? When's his birthday?
His birthday, September 19th, 2023.
And then he was diagnosed. When was he diagnosed with NEC?
I want to say between October and November.
Between October and November.
Yeah. Again, I can't tell you a definite, I give you a definite date only because I don't have the paperwork with me.
Yeah, no worries. An estimate is completely fine at the moment. Let's see here. And then was he diagnosed with NEC prior to eating the formula, or was it after eating the formula?
It was after, because they were using Fortifier with his breast milk.
Gotcha.
And so they were using the fortifier, and that's what I believe caused the NEC.
Gotcha. Okay. What hospital diagnosed him?
He was at Memorial Hermann Children's Hospital.
Is that the one at the 6411 Fannin Street in Houston, Texas?
Yes.
One moment. And then was he fed Enfamil, Similac?
I want to say it was Enfamil.
Enfamil. And then your son, he is still with us, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And he is a citizen of the United States, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And did he ever leave the hospital prior to being diagnosed, or was he born and then he was admitted into the NICU and then he kind of stayed in the NICU the whole time until you guys left the hospital?
Yes, he was he when he was born, he was admitted straight to the
Straight to
NICU.
the NICU. Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you have the birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And do you know of any other family, friends, or loved ones who are also fed the formula?
To be specific, no. I know, I mean, I have other friends and family members that had premature babies and were diagnosed with NEC.
Gotcha. Okay. If you hear of anyone, with those symptoms and everything like that, just let them know. There's a lawsuit out there for them. And you
Okay.
might be able to help him out.
Okay.
And then your son, could you go ahead and spell his name out for me?
Yeah, it's THIAGO.
PHIAGO.
Yes.
And then last name Alonzo as well.
No, it's Lopez.
Lopez. Lopez. Perfect. And then you spell your name Mary, and then last name Alonzo.
Yes.
Perfect.
Alonso with an S.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And then could I go ahead and grab your date of birth as well?
Sure, it's 6/3/1992.
Two. And then what is the best email address for you?
It's M as in Mary, E as in elephant, A as in apple, 2010, the number 2010. LISA
That was
at
it.
gmail.com.
Was that a
Sorry, go ahead.
MEA2010, Lisa?
Yes.
Perfect. And then at gmail.com.
Yes, and the first letter is M as in Mary.
Perfect. Thank you. And then I do have the phone number 346-283-0590. Is that the best phone
Correct,
number?
yes.
Perfect. And then what is your property address?
It's 2430 Garwood, GARWOOD, Drive, Houston, Texas, 77091.
Perfect. And then you do have the birth certificate, so that shows your power of attorney. Perfect. And then were there any issues during pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No, but I did have an infection that caused prematurity.
Okay.
There was something wrong with the placenta that it infected the placenta, and also the baby had an infection when he was born.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. He's good now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, and so he was premature and he was born in Texas, correct?
Correct, yes. And
Okay.
he was life-flighted to. He was born in one hospital, but then he was life-flighted to a different hospital.
Wow.
Yes.
And then they kept him, they just kept him in that hospital.
Yes, because the hospital I had him in, they didn't have the proper NICU care since he was so premature, and so they had to transfer him to a better hospital.
Gotcha. And then you said he was admitted into the NICU when he was born, correct? And then he was there for about 3 months
Correct.
until like
Correct.
December. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And then how much did he weigh at birth?
He weighed 1 pound, 15 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so they started him on the baby formula immediately when he was born?
No,
No.
he was I think he went through a few days with the antibiotics, 'cause like I said, he was born with an infection. But then shortly after, I was providing breast milk, and they started fortifying after, I think, a couple of weeks.
Gotcha. Okay. So maybe around like the end of September, he started using
Yeah, I would
the.
say so. The end of September, beginning of October.
Gotcha. And then when did they stop with the formula?
The formula, shortly, I want to say 2 weeks before he was discharged, because I stopped providing breast milk, and they were just going straight from breast milk to formula.
Gotcha. Okay. So sometime in November, roughly, they stopped.
Sometime in December.
December. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. T. Give me one moment here. And then, did he have any symptoms a after drinking the baby formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, tender belly, constipation, diarrhea, bloody stools, anything like that?
When they started noticing that he was getting light neck.
Well, when he was actually drinking the formula, was he having any of those issues?
His belly was expanding and he wasn't stooling properly. And I guess that it caused the blockage, and that's when they started looking into his stomach and they noticed that he had neck.
Gotcha. Okay. And then do you have the medical records?
I believe I do, yes. I have a log of everything that happened, and it just I think it's just a log. It's just telling me what happened and what he was diagnosed and how they treated him and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. See. And then, did he have a laparotomy?
What is that? I'm sorry.
So that's when they kind of go into the intestines, and kind of do surgical, surgery on the intestines.
No, he didn't have
Nothing like that.
surgery in his intestines, but they did do a biopsy on his bottom to make sure it wasn't his bottom that was causing from him. They wanted to make sure everything was processing, so they did a
Gotcha.
biopsy,
Okay. And
but
then,
nothing surgical.
gotcha. Okay. And then he had antibiotics. Did he have any assistive ventilation, any help breathing or blood transfusion?
He had a few blood transfusions, and he did have oh my God, I forgot the name of it. He had some assistance in breathing because he wasn't breathing on his own. He would stop, so they had him on a high flow ventilation.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. When did they start that?
Like a couple of days after he was on the machine, and then they kept him on until he was able to breathe on his own on room air.
Gotcha. Was that in September,
Yes,
October,
September.
around the same time
Yeah.
he was born and everything?
Yeah, it was
Okay.
like the first week when he was born, they noticed that he needed help breathing.
Gotcha.
So.
Do you remember the doctor that was assisting you?
And no, 'cause he had a whole medical team, and
Gotcha. Okay.
so they would just
Switch in and switch out.
switch. Yeah, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
His father,
Father. Okay. And his name?
Ernesto.
Ernesto.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And
And
then
last name is Lopez.
Lopez. And then for the
Yes.
phone number?
Phone number. It'll be 281-723-9211.
One second here. Okay. And so the last thing we do need would be your social as well as your son's social, or we can go ahead and take the last four, whatever you feel comfortable with. We'll go ahead and start with your son.
My son, I don't think I have a picture of it. I can't give that information at the moment.
Okay. And then for your, or we can just wait for yourself then, if you don't have your son's information at the moment. Do you think you would be able to get it within the next 3 hours or so?
I won't be home within the next 3 hours. I won't be home till like later on tonight.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
So,
but I do have it. I mean, it's just at home.
no worries here. What I will do is this, and then I'm going to send you a text message. One second. Here, draft. Hey Mary, this is Harold King. Save me in your phone regarding NEC. Okay, so you should have just got that text message from me as well.
Okay, yes, I got it.
Perfect. And so Monday, when would be there be the best time to call you to get that information?
Anytime after 10.
Perfect. Okay. And then you're in Houston. I'm in California, so you're a couple of hours ahead of me, so that's perfect. I'll
Okay.
give you a call after 10 on Monday.
And what office are you with?
Finish up. And so the law firm that we work with is Pulaski Law Group. We work with multiple law firms, but our biggest one is Pulaski Law Group. They're in Texas, Houston, Texas. And so that's the biggest one we work with there. And so that'll probably be the one, you're going to be working with tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Or Monday, excuse me, not tomorrow, Monday.
Okay, and how do you spell that?
So that's Pulaski.
P, sorry, P-U-L.
KI. And so that's Pulaski Law Group, and they're in Houston, Texas.
In Houston, okay. Okay, and how long does this take? Like, just ballpark, like, it's just the reason I've been hesitant on, pushing forward with it. It's just I don't know, like, what's the process and how long it'll take.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of you getting started and the lawyers being able to work with you, it'll start in about 7 business. Well, it depends when we get you signed up, right? So as soon
Right.
let's say you sign the documents today, I can get them sent over to the law firm. The law firm then take a look at them, make sure it fits within the criteria. They'll then call you within 7 business days, so sometime next week. They'll call you. During that phone call, they'll basically iron out all the details with you, kind of let you know everything within the process and how it works on their end. And then at that moment, as long as everything is good, everything matches up from this conversation and the next conversation, they'll actually be able to then request the medical records from the hospital and actually kind of get working on your case. Now, in terms of receiving the money, it's a case by case type of thing. It is a legal process. It's not like a class action lawsuit, so this is a little bit longer. It could take like a year or so. But that's more, what the attorneys will let you know about in terms of, your case and, how they're going to go about it. But in terms of, just getting you started, actually getting the attorneys to work for you, typically about a week from the point of you signing the documents. And so I sent you that text message there. And so Monday, just let me know. I'll call you or text you. Just let me know if you're available. And yeah, we can go for it. And if you still want to go with it, we can go ahead and get you signed up.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mary. You have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.